Okay, how is it going? So welcome to another episode of the Leo Alves podcast. Today I wanted to bring on a Keras Online member who I actually wanted to have a catch up with in person, just because a few things have been happening now. And I thought, you know what, instead of just keeping it between us one to one, it would be awesome for you to listen to it as well on the podcast, because we do have a whole bunch to speak about. I'm here with Keras Online member Anka. She's a lovely lady. We've been working together for a good while now. And I don't want to say too much. I'll let her introduce herself, maybe where she's from, what she does, and what she likes, and then we'll go from there. So over to you, Anka. How's it going?
Nay, everything is good. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me again. And I just realized it's been 2 years since the last podcast. Some things about me. Let me see. So I'm from Romania. I moved to London 4 years ago. It's actually going to be 4 years this Saturday, which is
Oh,
nice.
wow.
Yeah. And I started this journey with you almost 3 years ago. I started just before the pandemic hit, I think. So it was maybe January, February 2020, something like that. And then I started the real journey with you in March 2020, when the first lockdown came. So you can imagine it was hard to get into a routine. It was hard for everyone to start working from home, to stop going out. It was weird. And usually my biggest problem is that I get bored easily. So for me, if it's not something new every now and then, I just quit. I'm like, yeah, I need something new. I'm gonna quit because this is boring. And for me to have a schedule, to have a routine or things like that, it was like, yeah, I don't think that's gonna be something good for me. I don't think this is gonna work. But it actually did. It worked. I think I started with one or two workouts every week. I started tracking my calories, which is the best thing I ever did. And I learned how to track my calories because at the beginning I wasn't tracking my snacks, or I was just tracking my big meals and underestimating everything, of course.
Yeah, that's quite common, to be fair. A lot of people, they don't know why they're not making progress, and then and they'll swear up and down that they are tracking everything, and then when you actually look closely into it, they're missing out a bunch, as was the case with us.
Yeah, yes. I always thought that, I'm gonna have this small piece of chocolate. It doesn't matter, but then another piece of chocolate and another piece of that and this and that. And in the end it matters. So yeah, I learned how to track my calories. And now I'm doing three workouts each week, and I'm tracking my calories three days.
I wasn't even going to take it down this way, because I actually had other things that I wanted to ask you about, including how Italy went. But what do you think, just out of pure curiosity, now you've mentioned it, what do you think? Because you were saying before, you weren't really the type of person that had much of a routine, so you didn't feel like it would work. Where do you think the switch happened? Because now that's probably, from what you tell me in check-ins, etc., that's exactly what I'd probably say, that you are someone that's quite on routine, etc. So where do you think the switch happened? Like, how? What? Was it just overnight, or?
Overnight, no. I think it was after 3 4 months when I saw progress, and I say, okay, maybe this works for me, because I did crazy things in the past. Like I followed some crazy diets, and they work. They do work on a short term, like 3 4 months. They work, but then they don't work anymore. So never do that. But yeah, I think when I saw progress, when I saw the progress pictures, when I started weighing myself, which was another thing I was scared to do, plus you had a lot of patience with me, and you still do. So this was really important, someone to support me and to be there for me. And yeah.
It was at the end of the day, patience. It's important to have some patience. You weren't doing anything wrong. I feel like it's as you said, it's just sometimes it's just genuinely not realizing that in fact you are meant to track every single thing, and it's not just X, Y, and Z. So it's just a learning thing as well, which of course Yeah, I don't expect everyone to just know that when they start out. So yeah, it's about education as well. But I am glad to hear and see how far you've come and been alongside you for that. I wanted to speak to you today about how your first session at the gym went. But before that, yeah, just out of genuine curiosity, before we do go deep into other rabbit holes, how was the trip to Italy, to Bari? Was it Bari? I hope I'm pronouncing
Bari,
it correctly.
yes. We went to Bari, but we actually stayed in Monopoli, which is 30 minutes from Bari, a very small town. A bit too crowded for my old age. And the Airbnb was in the city center, so close to all the restaurants and clubs and everything, so I couldn't sleep very well. But it was nice. It's a nice country, nice food. They need more vegetables in their food, but yes, nice food. Yeah, it was extremely hot. I think 38, 39 degrees.
Oh, 39.
Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, I usually avoid the sun as much as I can.
Okay.
But
Yeah, 39 is a lot. I wouldn't want to just be chilling in the sun that much.
yeah.
Maybe it's not some, I know some crazy people that love it, but it's not for me. I just, yeah, rather not. Yeah, I've been to Italy twice. I loved it both times, and I felt like, as you said, the food is really good. I think the best pizza I ever had until this day was probably in Italy as well. Are you still? What was
It's
that?
the real pizza.
Yeah, it's a real one.
I
Do you still think you'll be going to coming to Portugal?
don't know. It really depends on my amazing wisdom tooth.
Okay, because yeah, there was something.
I'm not allowed to fly 3 or 4 days after the extraction.
Of the
And
wisdom tooth.
yeah.
Yeah. So if you're listening and you don't know what we're speaking about, it seems that you're going to have to extract your wisdom tooth. Is that correct? So, and if you do it, then you can't come to Portugal, which is, to my understanding, a holiday you already had booked.
Yeah, I bought the tickets, yeah, but they were pretty cheap, so it's nothing.
Crazy. Okay. Have you been to Portugal before?
Lisbon, only Lisbon, that's it.
Okay. Where were you going this time?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Faro.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. You would love Portugal, but if you've been before, then I guess it's not as it's like not as big a miss. And then you can always come again in the future. Anyway, time will tell
Yeah.
if you can come. But yeah. So about this weekend. So the past weekend, again, just for context for the dear listener. For the first time in a long time, or maybe ever, I know we went to the gym at Dunnhumby, but that was quite different because the gym that basically I used to. So for the listener, you might, I don't know if you knew this already, but I used to work at a gym that was a corporate gym. It wasn't open to the public. It was only a gym for people that used to work within that same building. So it would be very easy to schedule in PT sessions. And have that whoever scheduled the PT session in with me, it'd be very easy just to have them to be the only person on the gym floor. So that was great for people who weren't as comfortable in the gym. But I think, was this your first time ever going to a public gym, or was it just the first time in a long time? Because that's why one thing I wanted to speak about with you today was your first trip to a public gym this weekend, which for a long time I know you put off. And for some people that taking that trip and getting past, I guess, that mental barrier is a huge win. Other people might not see it as much, but that was a big win for you.
It was a big win for me. It was my first time in 6 years, maybe. 6 years, yeah, 5, 6 years. Yeah, when I got out of the house, I saw the bus, and I was supposed to take the bus to the gym, and I was maybe I shouldn't run, maybe I should go back. I don't wanna go. Let me go back. That's a sign. I wanna go back. But no, I went. It
Yeah.
was interesting. It was weird at the beginning because of course it was a new gym and I didn't know where everything was. So I was just there and I thought, okay, people are gonna start looking at me. Nobody looked at me. I was like, people were doing their things and they were fine. So I found a spot and I realized it's really good to have a mirror in front of you when you do your workouts because at home I don't have a mirror in front of me. It was really good to see my posture and see what I do. It was really good. So yeah, I found a spot there. I did my workouts, and that was it. It was good. It was really good.
Okay, so overall,
Nobody judged me because they don't care. They don't go to the gym to judge other people.
Yeah, and
yeah.
I guess like now you say that, I guess it's like easy to say, but you probably before that, that was probably one thing you were worried about, which is that is something that a lot of people are worried about before going. They feel they're worried that everyone's going to look at them, everyone's going to judge them. Whereas, as you said, you know, everyone's just there to do their own thing, and it's easy to, I guess it's so easy to overthink it. But the only way, I guess, you are going to start feeling more comfortable with going to the gym is just like going. And as you said, you went and you're like, actually, oh, this is not so bad. But so yeah, overall, it was good, would you say?
I think it was good.
Yeah.
It was definitely good. Yeah. Yeah.
So where do you think the switch happened? Just out of curiosity. Well, because I was surprised when you popped up saying, you know what, I think I'm ready to start going to the gym, because I wasn't ever too fast about going, like you going to the gym. Like I knew it would probably be a good idea in regard to your progress, but you had pretty decent equipment at home. It's not like you just had resistance bands. It's not like you only had 5 kg weights. Like you had a decent amount of equipment, so it's like, you know, you probably could still make progress at home. But when you popped up to say, oh, I'm going to start going to the gym, I was like, what? It's like, oh wow, okay, what where did that switch happen? What was the thought process?
I think I needed a challenge. I needed a challenge, and I said, that's gonna be an interesting challenge for me, so let's try the gym.
Okay.
That was it.
Oh yeah, were you getting bored of home workouts maybe?
No, I just said I need to do something else. Let's see how this goes. I have nothing to lose in the end. It was fine. It was okay, and it's like a 15 minutes bus ride, so it's not even that far for me to go to the gym.
Was this something you were like contemplating on for a while? Was it like,
yeah,
were you thinking, or was it just a sudden decision that came to you, like, you know what, I need to start going to, oh, so it was something you were thinking of for a while?
Yes, but somewhere in the back of my mind I was scared to do it. And one day I said, okay, I'm just gonna do it.
So do you think it was the fear of going that was putting you off, like making you procrastinate the decision?
Yes, for sure.
Okay, well, I wanted to ask, because obviously, as you know, as well, to be, before I go on to that, I just want to say that again, as I said already, it's awesome to see you going back to the gym. After, as you said, 6 years, which is, again, for some people, it might not sound like much because I guess they do it so often during the week. But for some people who haven't been in a long time, there is a genuine feeling of a hesitance about going. I don't, yeah, maybe you could even say it's a fear. And a lot of people don't realize that they're part of the minority when they feel like that. And that's something I can definitely say, like that is a strong majority, a part of the majority, not the minority, a part of the majority when they feel like that. Which is something I can confirm just doing this. A lot of people pop up to me saying they don't really want to go to the gym because they're a bit intimidated. But I wanted to ask as well. So as you know, I'm going to make you a new workout plan this week because it's time, and the fact that now you're going back to the gym, we can do some different stuff. Is there anything in particular or specifically you want to work towards at the gym? Like any machines or any exercises you want to keep doing, or any machines you saw and you're like, oh, I want to try that?
I want to try all of them. They looked interesting.
Yeah.
I only tried the treadmill and that's it. So for me, everything will be new. So
oh, machine-wise?
Yeah, machine-wise, yeah.
Okay. How were the you, because I know for that specific session, I was like, okay, for that specific first session in the gym, let's just do your usual workout.
Yeah.
How was that in the gym? Like, did it feel different? Or would you say it was a more motivating environment as well?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe in a way it could have been a bit more motivating. But also the best thing was the mirror.
Oh, the best one.
But because I saw myself, I saw my posture, I saw whenever I did everything that my back has to be like this and like that. Because at home I don't see that. That was the best thing, yes.
Oh, and go on.
Maybe it was a bit more motivating than at home, because I thought, okay, maybe someone is watching me, so I need to be be better, which probably didn't happen. But
yeah, and would you say you were surprised from looking at the mirror, like seeing when you were exercising? Was there something like, oh, I didn't realize I was doing that before?
Sometimes, yeah, for some exercises, I was actually correcting my posture, my back.
Okay. Yeah, it can be handy to have the mirror. That's why I always say, if you can have that sort of access to a mirror, that's great. If you can record yourself as well, that's great. Because sometimes it's just easy to automatically feel like you're doing things correct. And this goes for myself as well. Whereas really, if you record yourself, you might be surprised at the some things. And I think that's especially important if you've never had a feedback on a specific exercise. Would you say as well, while we're here, we might as well speak about this as well, or all of this as what I've been saying so far. Would you say there are any particular like performance goals or any other sort of goals within your workouts that you want to start working towards now that we are making a new workout program?
I think the deadlifts, because I know I will have more access to more weights, in the gym. So maybe the deadlifts and the rows. But I'm also excited to try all the machines there.
Okay.
Be
Yeah.
interesting.
I'm very excited for you to use the machines because we've never used them before. They might feel, just a heads up, it might feel a little bit weird at first, but you'll get used to it. It'll be okay. It's like anything else, I think sometimes it's easy to, and this isn't maybe necessarily you, but I feel like just generally speaking, sometimes people get a little bit frustrated with themselves when they don't get things as quickly as they want or as quickly as they'd like. But there's always a learning process behind everything, and eventually you will pick up how to use the machines, and then eventually it'll be second nature. I think I already have an idea of some of the machines I'd probably get you using, which I'm, like you said, I'm super excited for you to use. And you probably won't like me hearing me say this, but I feel like we can start doing a little bit of cardio as well because it's not something we've been doing recently. So I'm excited to start doing that. We'll start with maybe 20, 25, 30 minutes a week.
Running.
No, we're not going to start with running. We'll start with zone two cardio, which
Okay.
is
Okay.
it's not even a jog. It's like a pace walk,
Yeah,
like a
that's
fast walk, if I had to probably describe it, as simply as possible. Yeah, how would you say? What about how you've not practiced chin-ups in a long time because you haven't had access to a chin-up bar, have you?
no.
How would you feel about making potentially getting your first chin-up as a performance goal?
Okay, I'm
Ha,
scared.
I
I'm
see
a
a
bit scared
smile.
now.
Scared? Why are you scared? Why scared?
No. I was joking. No. Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah?
Can do that.
You can
Definitely.
do that. I like that self-talk. A lot of people would say it's something along the lines of they can't do it, but that's good. That's the first step. So we can definitely start working towards chin up, doing your first chin up. That's something we can work towards at the gym. That's something I'm super excited for. But any otherwise to draw full circle and just to confirm with you, so two home workouts a week, one we've got, and then one session at the gym. We'll rotate through that for the foreseeable future, and. Yeah, and we'll probably go from there and see how we feel. I don't really have anything else that I was going to ask you about. How is the nutrition side going?
It's okay. It's great. I've been on holiday for a while now, almost every weekend, almost, not really, but almost. And somehow I managed to maintain my weight. My measurements are fine. I feel okay. So I think I'm in a good position right now. And people are still asking me about what I eat. Just tell me what is your diet. Give me a list of what you eat. And I tell them I eat everything because I think you said this in a video, don't just ban foods. You're gonna desire them even more. And I did that. And nobody believes me. They'll say, okay, give me a list of what you eat. I say, okay, I eat everything. I just had chocolate.
People don't believe you when you say that.
No. My boyfriend's mom, she messaged me a couple of days ago and she said, can you make me a list of what you eat? I was like, okay, but that means everything. Apart from the food that I don't like seafood and things like that, I eat everything. But yeah, she said, okay, but I still need a list. She's like, I don't have one.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like a lot of people just genuinely don't understand that you can, in fact, have everything in moderation and still make progress because obviously there's so many messages out there that says that you can't. And then obviously people eventually feed into that. And I think when they hear someone like you saying, like just someone who's made a lot of progress, like, no, you know, I actually did have chocolate and I did have what I liked. They're just like, nah, that just sounds too good to be true.
Yeah, plus I think culture is a very important thing in our nutrition, because for example in Romania we eat a lot of bread. A lot of bread. We usually eat with all the big meals in the morning, in the for lunch and for dinner. So everyone thinks that okay, I'm gonna stop eating bread completely and this is my diet. But it's fine, you can have one piece of bread, it's not gonna kill you. But it's hard to change your habits. And if you're raised like this with bread and a lot of meat, because we eat a lot of meat in Romania, it's hard to change all your habits or to understand that you can eat less and still be okay.
And I love that you brought that up, because I hear, and you know what? I hear a lot this a lot. I'm sure you've heard this at least a few times before. I'm sure the listener has heard this. A lot of people will say, and this usually just comes from personal trainers, other personal trainers, not all of them, but I hear a few say that. They just say food is fuel and that's all it is. It's nothing else. But as you mentioned, like it's culture. It's part of, you know, experiences. It's a thing that people do socially to spend time with friends and family. And all of these things, they play a huge role. And I think just to describe it as fuel, it doesn't really help either, because as you said, you know, in Romania, they love a lot of bread. They eat a lot of meat. Funnily enough, that's exactly what we like in Portugal as well. Portugal's quite big on bread, quite big on meat. In Japan, they're not actually that big on bread, very low on bread, but they love like rice, seafood. So I think just to describe it, and you know what, we love, I don't know if you've heard of like those custard cakes here, those small ones. There's a small custard cake here that's very popular called pastéis de nata.
Yes, I love that.
So good, right?
Yes.
Yeah, food isn't just fuel, and you know we like to enjoy things like that. It's just, you know, part of our culture as well. And yeah, I think just describing it as fuel is doesn't really help. And just because of the reasons you said, and the fact that I think if someone's already struggling with their nutrition, that's probably, yeah, that's not going to make a difference. I think understanding that, yeah, having everything in moderation, even when it's part of the culture or part of something you're doing socially with friends, that's fine. How are you feeling? Because right now, I know you're tracking calories 3 days a week, calories and protein, and then on the other 4 days, you're kind of just like more intuitively eating. How are you finding that so far?
I'm okay now, but at the beginning, I was a bit scared because I was thinking I might lose all the progress. But then I realized, you know what, after 2 years or a year and a half of doing this, I actually know what I eat. I don't need to weigh everything or to track every single cherry tomato. I know you told me stop tracking your tomatoes.
Yeah.
So I'm okay now. But at the beginning, I was really scared to do that. I was really scared that I'm going to lose my progress.
Okay. Yeah, I think that brings up a good point, because actually we can talk about this. A lot of people, and this is actually something I went through myself in the past, they obviously calorie tracking, I'll make it clear first, obviously it's not for everyone. I think for a lot of people it can also work very well, like you and myself included. I think when you track calories and you track your protein and you go for a period of time where you're doing that and you're seeing a really good progress, you kind of do have to, eventually, once you've seen the progress you want, I guess it does come to a point where it's like, okay, do I just keep doing this now or do I stop? Because in your head, and this is kind of the thought process I was going through, like you can let me know what you were going through. I was like, I've made really good progress so far. Like a part of me just really doesn't want to stop tracking because I want to know what I'm eating. Like I don't want to stop. But I also felt like a part of me was like, if I feel like this, then that's probably a bigger sign I should stop. And I kind of done what you're doing. Like I just reduced it, like from like, it was like 2 days of tracking, 3 days of tracking a week, 4 days of tracking. And then that worked quite well.
Do you still track your calories now?
Now, when I went to, so in the build up to Texas, and when, so I was in a calorie deficit before I was going to Texas. And then when I was in Texas, I so before then I wasn't tracking my calories. I was kind of just like, as you said, I built up those habits after a good while. And then when I was in Texas, I wasn't tracking calories. I was just trying to eat more smartly. And to be honest, I was enjoying the food. Like that was my biggest priority. Like go there, enjoy the food, because I don't want to get back here, not go to Texas again, and then just be like, damn, I regret not having what I wanted to eat there. And I came back, I gained a little bit of weight, and now since I've started the weight loss vlog series, I've started tracking my food again, just because now I'm trying to intentionally be in a calorie deficit. I'm trying to document it to show everyone else. Like, I want to be sure of how much I'm eating. And I think for this period of time, it does make sense for me to start tracking my calories again. But once I finish this weight loss vlog series, I'll probably only go back to tracking like 2 or 3 days a week, just to stay calibrated, if that makes sense.
So you're still gonna track.
So yeah, just to maybe 1, 2, 3 days a week. I definitely don't want to keep tracking 7 days a week forever, you know. It has
Yeah,
to
same.
eventually stop. But yeah, what do you think it was about your, like, what was your thought process behind not wanting to stop?
Not wanting to stop tracking calories.
Tracking calories, yeah, at first.
I think it was the bad experience I had in the past, when I followed the nutrition diet program something, and everything went fine for 6 months or 7 months, and then when I stopped eating from that specific menu, I gained all the weight back plus something extra. So I think the bad experience was something that wasn't really good in my brain, and I said, maybe don't do it again, don't do it again. But the difference is that the other experience for the other experience, I had a strict menu. I had, okay, in the morning you need to eat one egg, 20 grams cheese, whatever. That
With the
was the
meal
menu.
plan,
Yeah, a meal plan. Yeah.
you see, that's partly why I don't like setting them.
And I
Don't
wasn't
know what
allowed
to do after.
to eat anything else. It was just what's on the menu. And then we also had something like a cheat journal, but we weren't really encouraged to write things in it. So you were basically supposed to eat from the menu, and that was it. And then when I stopped with that menu, I started eating everything without actually understanding what I eat, because I didn't really understand nutrition and what am I supposed to eat, my proteins, my calories, and everything. So the difference is that this time I knew what I was doing, more or less. I'm still learning, but I knew better what I was doing than 5, 6 years ago.
Yeah, and that's partly why, as I said, I don't do meal plans. I'm not a fan of them. Sometimes people ask me, you know, when they're asking about, you know, they're inquiring about signing up, about they're like, okay, so how does the meal plan work? I'm like, I don't do meal plans, no. And a lot of people want a meal plan because I think they just want to be told what to do initially because they think that's the easier option, whereas they don't realize in the long term they're only shooting themselves in the foot. And that's why I'm like, you know what? This is going to take a little bit more work. We, you know, just again, calorie tracking isn't for everyone, but regardless of whether you're calorie tracking or you have food guidelines, that yeah, that might take a little bit more work in the long term, but it's what's going to set you up for life. And that's why I always put it, I can't, I just meal plans in my head make no sense to me. And it for ethical reasons, because I just think just a easy money to make for a lot of people, and they don't really care about the individual. Whereas I'm like, nah, I don't want to just mess up anyone in any sort of way. I just want to make life easier in the long term. So calorie
Yeah.
tracking, that was a good idea for us. So we went for it. How do you feel like the first few days of not tracking went, or like the first day or the first week? Not that you stopped completely, but I think actually, and this is good for the listener to hear. So we went from tracking calories. When we wanted to come off it, we went from tracking 7 days a week to 6 days a week. And then we had, like, you could say, like, kind of like guidelines or intuitively eight on one day. And that was for 1 month. And then on the other month, we decreased it from 6 days a week to tracking 5 days a week. And then we ate more intuitively on those 2 days. And then we decreased it from 5 days to 4 days. And we done that for a month. And then 4 days to 3 days. And we done that for a month. And now we're on 3 days, and I think we're just keeping it there because you're quite happy with that balance. But yeah, how was the first week, would you say, of like turning it from 6 to 6 days, or just not tracking?
The first one, I remember that the next day, so I didn't track my calories, and then the next day I weighed myself and I took my measurements just in case, just to be sure that I didn't do anything stupid. But I realized, my brain realized that it's stupid what you're doing. Nothing is going to happen in 24 hours. But I did that because I said, I need to make sure that I'm still on track, that I'm still doing this and that. And then I stopped doing that because it made no sense anyway. So I was scared the first time. And then I said, okay, I should know what I'm eating by now. So, and I do, I'm okay. But I want to keep the 3 days of tracking because I'm comfortable with it.
Okay. Yeah. Do you want to know why I decided to start doing that with you?
Why?
Because I remember there was a part where I could tell that you were really worried about doing that. And I just felt like, as I said with myself, I could see that because you were so worried about stopping that, I felt like, okay, we probably should start coming off of it. And it was more context dependent. Like, I wouldn't have done that with everyone. It was the fact that not only were you worried, like I could see that you were very, you know, you it was like, it was something you were super consistent with and that you didn't want to stop doing. But it's the fact that you had already made a tremendous amount of progress. You had already been doing it for a long time. You had already built up the knowledge. You had already built up the skills. You knew what a portion size was like. You knew you were consistently hitting protein and calorie goals. And I was like, it makes so much sense for us right now to start slowly coming off of it, just so we're not so reliant on it. Had you, you know, still, because you had eventually hit the goal that you wanted to hit, and had you, like, you know, if you were only more near the start or you were kind of still working towards your goal, I would have kept going with it. But it's like I said, you already had hit that goal. You know, now we're looking at other goals. Now we're making our biggest priority to start gaining muscle. It's not as much maybe losing weight. Obviously, we always wanted to gain muscle, but now that's like an even bigger priority. We have specific performance goals in place, and now we can start really focusing on that. And as I said, with the skills you'd already built up with your nutrition, I knew you would be okay on when we weren't tracking.
It was a good decision, and thank you for that. It was really good, because I can enjoy without being annoyed. I can enjoy food. I can go to a restaurant and say, okay, I know what I'm gonna eat more or less. I'm gonna enjoy it. I'm not gonna just ask the chef, come on, go weigh my food, please. Come back with the calories, and I need to track them. So yeah, it was a good decision, and thank you for that.
Oh, that's that's good. It's partly why I'm here as well. And I wasn't the only one doing the work. You were doing it. You were the one that was actually going out to execute. So props to you. Otherwise, there's nothing else in my head that I can really think of that I wanted to touch on. I think I kind of spoke about everything. Did you have any questions for me while we were here?
I don't know if I asked you this in a check-in or not, but would you say it's better to do an exercise, so do less reps with more weights, or more reps reps with less weights? Which one is better? I mean, if I can only do 9 with 15 kilos, but I can do 10 with 10 kilos, which one should I pick?
That's going to depend on a lot of factors. I wouldn't say one is better than the other. I would say ideally for your specific goal right now, which is just to build muscle, get stronger, you would do well to do a little bit of both. A little bit more weight with bit more weight with lower reps, and then a little bit lower weight with higher reps. Saying that, they should all be taken close to failure. So it's not just because you're doing less weight and more reps. It doesn't mean like you just say like your rep range is 12 to 15. It doesn't mean like you grab 10 kg, do 15 reps and just put it back down. Like, I still want you to like mentally be present and make sure that that set is actually hard. Like, you're pushing yourself the last 2 to 3 to 4 reps. Like, you're pushing yourself.
You're fine. Yeah.
Like, they're not easy. They're hard. And that, again, like I said, you're going close to failure. It's not like by the time you finish, you just put it down and you're like, oh, and then I asked you how that went. You're like, oh no, that was fine. That was easy. So regardless of which one, they should still feel hard.
Okay.
High weight, higher reps, lower reps. So I would say for your specific goal, you would do well to do both. Generally, most people would do well to do both. If you're a listener of this podcast, you would do well to do higher reps and lower reps as well. You don't really have to pick. Saying that, if you are like right at the beginning of your fitness journey, no weightlifting experience, I would say don't really overcomplicate it. Just like maybe just aim for 8 to 10 reps and you're good. 8 to 10 reps of most stuff, you're fine. But with us, yeah, we can do slightly higher reps in some exercises and slightly lower reps in others, just because we've been training for a while now. I hope that answers your question.
Yeah. So the 2-3 reps have to kill me.
The last 1 to 3 reps, I would say they should feel okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is something I see with a lot of people just starting out as well. They just go for a set, and then by the time they're done, you could see it wasn't hard for them. They just kind of so there needs to definitely be the intent there. Was there anything else that you wanted to speak about while we're here, fitness or non-fitness related?
No, just that I think I found I don't know if it's a video or if you posted it on Instagram, something that you don't expect to become a chef in a day or learn a language in a day.
I know.
And sometimes I think about that, because you're so right. You need to have patience in this journey. And yeah, I think about it a lot. It's, yeah, you're right. I'm not going to learn Japanese by tomorrow. So why do I have higher expectations about my workouts and my nutrition and my body? So
yeah,
that was amazing.
I know which post you're speaking about. That post in particular is about something slightly different, but you could use it in that context as well. The specific post, I think, is the one where, because I sometimes, it's mostly ladies who say this to me. It's not as much guys that I get this from. But when I was training, and I used to hear this a lot when I was working at the gym in Dunhumby, they would say, oh, I don't want to start weight training. I'm scared I'm going to get way too bulky. And that's where I use the example of, you know, you wouldn't start learning how to drive and then be teaching it next week, or start learning French this week and be fluent in it next week, or, you know, start learning how to cook this week and be a master chef next week. And it's like I say, it's with weight training. And if someone is saying that, they probably need to start weight training more than anyone, just because it's so good for them. But it's hard to get like really like bulky without a huge conscious effort with both your nutrition and training done consistently over the course of years. And, you know, just like lightly dabbling into it, doing it just because it's good for you, you wouldn't have to worry about getting
bulky. No, I was scared about this too.
Generally speaking.
Were you scared
as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I can't do weight training because I'm going to get too bulky and it's weird and I don't want to do that. What? 3 years later, I'm fine.
How do you feel about it now?
I love it.
Oh, yeah?
I really do, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's awesome to hear.
I do. And even after 2.5 years or 3 years, I still have progress or small wins from time to time. And I'm like, oh, that's nice. Even when I do, for example, a plank and I do 100 seconds and then I do 101. For me, that's a big win. And it's like, look at it. Look, I did that.
Yeah.
And it's amazing to see that. I love it now.
That's good.
But you definitely need a lot of patience with all this, with a good routine in your life.
Yeah. And now you're going to the gym. I'm certain you're only going to keep making more progress. So that's exciting, because now we've obviously got access to a lot more equipment, which we haven't had access to before. With personally for me, I feel like working towards a chin up is going to be a really exciting thing that we can do. Obviously, you want to work towards having a stronger deadlift, which we can absolutely do as well. And we're going to just decide on whatever else we want to aim for as the weeks come by. Was there anything else in mind you want to ask about? I know I keep saying that, but that's just because I don't want to end the call while you still have things to speak about. And I'm not rushed for time either, so we can be here as long as you want.
I just Googled the chin-up bar. So my goal is going to be one, right? Only one.
It's not off with, it's just one.
It's really hard.
No, you can, Anka, you... I don't even have to convince you.
Really hard.
You've done more than enough now to be able to prove to yourself that you can do a chin-up. Obviously, with practice, it's unlikely we'll walk up to the bar and be able to do it on day one, but it's definitely something you can achieve. Otherwise, I wouldn't be telling us to do it, or suggesting it, I should say.
Okay.
How do you feel about working towards your first chin-up?
I'm excited. I mean, I'm going to close these pictures here because they look hard, but I'm excited. No, yeah. Every time I have new goals and new challenges, they're very good for me.
Yeah.
That sometimes I get bored easily, not with the workout plan, because that's one thing that I love and I don't get bored. But I love new challenges, and I love to push myself sometimes, which is nice.
And I don't, you know what, I don't feel like I've ever said the story of the first time I went to a chin-up bar. And
No.
I haven't ever said this anywhere. And there's a reason why I remember it, because it was just an experience I didn't forget. So basically, the first time, this was the first ever gym I went to, the first time I ever had a gym membership. And I remember I used to work out with two friends of mine, and one of them was like a lot older than us, but we only knew him from the gym, and he was very fit. And me and my other friend, we were like more in the beginner stage. The other guy, he was very fit, but you could see, like, looking back, he didn't have any idea how to train other people, which is fine because he wasn't a personal trainer. He was only there for himself. But I remember we were working, it was a day where he was doing chin-ups, and we used to work out with him. We just jump in his workouts because he was fine with it. And this was when I was a teenager, and I remember that the chin-up bar had like a platform that you step onto, and then so that you can reach the bar and grab the bar. And I remember I went up the platform, and then I was on the platform, and then when I had to touch the bar, and then come off the platform so I could hang, I didn't want to do it. I just didn't, because I was like, I just didn't want to do it, and because I was just so in my head, I was just so worried for whatever reason. It's not like the fall was big; it was like not even a meter. It was like maybe half a meter off the floor, but I just didn't want to do it because I guess there was just such a huge mental obstacle in my head. And I remember he was just like, just do it. Like, what's the worst that can happen? Just step off. Like, you're fine. And I can't remember what happened after that, but I'll never forget the huge mental obstacle that was in my head for like maybe a good 1 or 2 minutes. And I just did not want to step off, which looking back, that's interesting to see. Now I'm comfortable with chin-ups, of course, but I needed to get through that first.
I'm gonna tell you my first experience.
Oh,
Whenever I do my first chin up,
yeah.
I'm gonna tell you my first experience.
We'll see. We're not going to start with chin-ups straight away. We're going to start with other exercises
Okay.
first that will
Okay.
help us work towards our first chin-up. I have a few in mind. In fact, if you're listening and you want to work towards your first chin-up too, I have an entire article about exercises that you can do to get your first chin-up, and I'll leave that in the show notes for you so you can check that out. So I have a bunch of exercises in my head that we can practice first to get more comfortable at the chin-up.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah, because we don't want to, it wouldn't be maybe the smartest of ideas to go into it straight away. But otherwise, yeah, that's everything on my side. Anything else you want to speak about while we're here? Again, I'm in no rush. I asked you
Nothing.
everything that I had in mind. Nothing?
Nothing, just a huge, huge thank you for believing in me and for supporting me and for helping me. You had a lot of patience with me with all my questions and everything in the last 2 years, so thank you for that.
Oh, you're fine. Do you have any? It's my, of course, it's why I'm here. And as I always say, you're the one that's actually going out and being consistent, because it's very easy just to have a coach and sign up with a coach, but then turn around and do nothing. But you're actually going out and executing, so that can't be overlooked either. So props to you. Any other holidays coming up anytime soon,
Well,
apart
the
from Portugal?
Portugal, yeah, the Portugal one. I'm going home for Christmas.
Oh, nice.
Yes, so that's for 10 days, I think. And we're gonna have some friends visiting in October, in November. So that's it, I think. I need a break. I
Yeah.
need a break from holidays, from traveling,
Oh,
I just
yeah.
need a break.
How's work going right now?
It's okay. It's okay. August was fine because everyone was on holiday, so it was chill.
And you work from home, right? Like,
I work from home.
I know you do, but the listener probably, we didn't mention
Yeah,
that at the
I
start.
work from home. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Right.
I don't think I'm ready to go back to the office because I will need to take the tube and the bus, and it's going to be like an hour. So 2 hours journey. I don't want to waste that time. I mean, I can do something else.
Do they want you to go back to the office?
No. They said it's something like a blended working, so maybe 60% at home, 40% in the office, but only if you want to go. So that I said no.
Fair enough.
Not going.
Yeah, I guess if you live 2 hours away, it probably doesn't make much sense. If you live like down the road, then maybe
Yeah.
that's a different story. But yeah, 2 hours away is no joke. You could probably use that 2 hours to get a workout in or
To
something.
exactly
You
to
can
do
do a
something
workout
else.
in maybe 45 minutes, and then you still have 1 hour and 15 minutes to spare.
For Netflix. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Netflix.
Yeah, no, I'm not going. Maybe I will go at some point, maybe next year, but I'm not in a rush, so.
Do you miss it?
Not really, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, okay. I know you had a few friends in there, so well,
Yeah, but I can meet with them without going to the office, so.
that's true.
Right.
Fair enough. Okay. Well, Anko, it was lovely to speak to you again and have a catch up with you because again, I thought we might as well just do it on a podcast because I had a few things I would ask you. I wanted to ask you, and now we've covered it all. And actually, I only had like maybe three or four questions in mind, which it ended up lasting what? This podcast has gone on for almost 50 minutes now, which I didn't expect. Yeah, so fair enough. We ended up speaking about a whole bunch of other stuff too. But yeah, it was lovely to speak to you again. I'm looking forward. I'm really excited to put your new workout program together again, together sometime this week for the fact that you're going to be at the gym as well now. And otherwise, that's pretty much it for me.
Thank you very much.
No worries.
Lovely to
Okay.
see you and hear you.
Yeah, take care. Okay, take
You
care,
too.
everyone. It was lovely speaking. I'll
Bye.
see you around. Bye bye.
Hi.